hardcore news, cutting-edge information, truly sophisticated discussions and debates. You get it here. In this fourth hour, we're going to go 20 minutes more with our guest in overdrive. He can do it. We're going to skip some of the network breaks so I can talk behind the scenes for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and people listening to the streams at InfoWars.com. You got to go to those audio streams, though, to be able to tune into it. Or you can miss out on it if you'd like. Mr. Hoffman, go ahead.
Well, one of the things that I think is important to understand, Alex, is that we need counterintelligence and we need to recruit among the Judaics themselves. And that's one of the reasons why I've been able to profit in my research has been that I have had Judaic informants inside the yeshivas and the kollels who assist me with my research, and I want to encourage that. And I wouldn't be able to benefit from the details they've given me if they thought that I was a racist hater. And it feeds into the rabbi's image of the Gentile and of the Christian if we in any way reinforce that image. Now, what I wanted to do was I wanted to give you the actual teaching that Talmudic children receive in Orthodox Judaism. This is a phrase that's repeated to them throughout their childhood, and I'll give it to you now. Halakha hi beyadoa shi asav sonai lel Yaakov. And translated, that means it is a given law. It is known that Esau hates Jacob. Now, they see themselves as Esau, and we are Jacob. And what they're being told from the time they're little children is that they are irrationally hated just because they are Judaic, not because they mistreat the Palestinians, not because they have inordinate influence over Congress. Now, if we, in our information campaign, fulfill that stereotype, as so many people in the right wing and the neo-Nazi movement and even in the Arab world have done and are doing and are encouraged to do by agent provocateurs, we are then doing the work of the rabbis, because we need to convert rabbis and we need to convert Judaics. Judaics who are listening to me right now, Jesus loves you. He wants to free you from these burdens, this terrible yoke that the Talmudists have put upon you.
Well, it's the same thing like our government, and that's the same mindset. You can see the same paradigm, the same signature. The government's going to keep you safe from the terrorists. Really, the government's behind it. The government's going to take your rights to keep you safe. No, they're not keeping us safe. They're hurting us and sucking off of us. It's the same group with the leadership using their mind control system on their own people. I mean, you already said that twice, but I want to make that clear. Go ahead.
Well, because what they're saying is there is a racial war to the hilt, and it's irremediable. There's nothing that they can do to change their race, and therefore, since they describe all of us, or the majority of us, as being racial haters of them, you then have this chasm that can't be bridged. And so if we actually take that position, as so many in the past have, then we're shooting ourselves in the feet. So it's very, very important to understand that we're dealing here with an ideology, and with a spiritual force. And, for example, this spiritual force, as you know on your program and have brought up many times, operates within Freemasonry, and they're the most blue-eyed, blonde-haired, Aryan Gentiles they can be. We have evil in every race and every nation, but because of the nature of the Talmud and the Kabbalah, that evil is centered on this notion of the racial supremacy of the Judaic as personified by the rabbi. Now, how can
which
we
is in which is in the Talmud, which is in the Zohar, which is in all the books, and then it's in Encyclopedia Judaica, but we're not supposed to talk about that.
And we're actually dealing with the source of racism in the world as a whole, because it's not in the Bible. And it certainly is not in Islam. Islam may have many problems and many errors, and there's no question about that. But Islam does not practice racism. This, the most searing and ferocious and savage racism on the earth today is the racism of the Talmud, and then it's practiced and implemented in the Zionist Israeli state.
Okay, stay there. Stay there. We're going to continue during the break. If you're an InfoWars listener, stay with us, and now we'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
If you need real relief from chronic pain due to arthritis, back, neck, or leg pain, improved circulation, or have other health concerns, you need to visit Transformation Technologies by going to BrainTuner.com. Since 1985, Transformation Technologies has been the leader and the number one source for affordable, practical, and effective healing therapy products that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. From their extensive selection of infrared heat therapy products, helping to reduce serious pain and inflammation, to passive aerobic exercisers, Transformation Technologies has what you need. Are you looking for subtle energy products for everyday stress and better mental clarity, or even a way to naturally better sleep without sleeping pills? Visit us online today. Best of all, if you have any questions about any of the products that Transformation Technologies offers, an experienced staff member is here to answer your questions and will help you select the right products to address your special needs. Visit them online today at BrainTuner.com. That's BrainTuner, T-U-N-E-R.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Our guest for the rest of this hour, into the next, we're going into overdrive today. It's Michael Hoffman. Give out his website, some of his books. They ought to get them before he leaves us. He can do it anytime he wishes. If he wants, we'll take calls later. We'll see if he wants to do that. Continuing, we were having a discussion on the InfoWars stream and for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, and I asked you, I said, you know, don't you mean, Jacob against Esau? And you said, yes, you'd gotten that backwards earlier, probably with all my interrupting. So just continue. Wherever you'd like.
Yeah, the website is www.revisionisthistory.org. And yes, when I was translating Halakha Hibiota Ishi Isav Sona Eliakov, I actually transposed it incorrectly. The Judaics regard themselves, of course, as Jacob, and we are Esau, and they see this as a racial divide that can never be breached, and that's why they have this sense of immunity and entitlement that they're never wrong, they never have to apologize, they never commit war crimes, and any accusations along those lines are being fielded by latter-day Esau's against themselves as Jacob.
So that's kind of a codifying a psychopathic outlook.
It is. It's a religion which has the symptoms of psychopathology because they have delusions of grandeur as being the superior master race on earth, and they're also paranoid in that they have this incipient fear of opposition. And those are two symptoms, of course, of insanity.
But it's a self-fulfilling prophecy because it's an intelligent, you know, group that is getting a lot of power, and so there's going to be competition, and there is also going to be people fighting.
Well, it's constant warfare. Zionism, I usually append the word Zionism with war. It's war Zionism, and it's war to the hilt. And, of course, you see that on the West Bank with these settlers and their Talmudic philosophy of annihilating Amalek, which is what they refer to the Palestinians as Amalek. And, of course, in the Old Testament, Amalek was a people who were supposed to be exterminated. So they're actually calling for the extermination of the Palestinians. But once again, that's not, Alex, on an Old Testament basis, because, as you know, in the Old Testament, God says he did do away with Amalek. And he said, I will blot out its memory
forever. And he said also kill their animals.
Yeah.
But see, how do you deal with that as a Christian? Because you've got the Old Testament, which Christians accept, and saying, yeah, go ahead and kill everybody when you take over this land. Kill them and their animals. But then modern, oh, it's Talmudic, it's evil, it's bad, when they want to wipe everybody up.
Yeah, well, that's a good question. I do just want to say, however, that the modern use of Amalek shows the Talmudic nullification of Scripture, because God keeps his promises, and he said, I would blot out the memory of Amalek. True Christians today don't go around calling anybody Amalek, but the Talmudists do, and so they're actually contradicting the Old Testament. In terms of...
Also, God ended Amalek with an announcement.
Yeah, well, he ended it through his own power, and you challenge me with the idea of God taking out these nations in the Old Testament. Invariably, when a nation was destroyed in the Old Testament, it was a nation that was practicing sexual sin under occult auspices, and that will destroy us. It will destroy.
Yeah, Moloch, burning babies. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what we're talking. We're not talking about any innocent nation of people that God simply picked on because his chosen people were coming along. Because if you really read the Old Testament, it's an indictment against the Israelites. And the great prophets who Jesus said from Abel to Zechariah were killed. They were killed for criticizing Israel and telling them that they were falling short. Just like today, if we try to say the same things, we become under attack. And another indicator, Alex, that the religion of Judaism is not an Old Testament religion. We were talking earlier about how they disparage Noah. They also disparage the prophet Isaiah. Now, how can you do that and be an Old Testament religion? This comes out in my book that I'll be finishing up soon called Judaism Discovered. The prophet Isaiah, as you know, criticized Israel. And so the Talmud says of Isaiah that he had unclean lips. And they say that Isaiah was killed and he got what he deserved. In fact, the Talmudic description of his death is that he was sawed with a saw that went right across his mouth to punish him for saying these terrible things about the Jews. Now, no biblical religion would ever side with the killers of Isaiah, but that's what Jesus identified them as. He said, you've been the killers of the prophets. And you've been the killers of the prophets historically, this ideology and the spirit that you embody. And that's what we're confronting in the Israeli state, and we're confronting among Orthodox Judaism today in the United States, where George Bush on April 15th, as all of his predecessors since Jimmy Carter did on Education Day USA, met with the Chabad Lubavitchers in the White House. He got his marching orders from them. He dedicated this nation to the phony Talmudic Noahide laws. Under the rulership of their dead messiah, Menachem Mendel Schneerson, that's been going on since Jimmy Carter, the conservative Ronald Reagan, both Bushes, and
let me ask you, what do you think Carter's doing now, going over and saying it's apartheid and genocide and wrong and being barred from entry to Israel and things like that?
Well, I'd have to preface my remarks on Jimmy Carter by saying that I was very, very angry at that man at one time, particularly when he instituted the cooperation with Castro for the disastrous Mariel boat lift. I don't know if he has ever really done penance for that, because he unleashed from Castro's insane asylums and prisons the dregs of that island nation. They came over here, they raped, they murdered, and they plundered, and that is on Jimmy Carter's record. Now, all I can do is surmise, Alex, that he has had a change of heart, that he's one of the very rare people who has been at the top that knows he was implicated in sin and wrong and evil, and in his own way he's trying to make up for that. And I think he's doing that in his trips to the Middle East. I think he's doing good work. His book on the apartheid system over there is wonderful. I don't agree with all of it. But this is a man who is trying to fashion in his own sort of stumbling way a type of Christian witness in his old age. And I'll tell you, I'll take that rather than nothing. And we see this something similar happening with McNamara, the Secretary of Defense under Kennedy and Johnson. And he's
well, that's why the globalists a lot of times kill older globalists, because they do. Some people turn back, you know, kind of on the cross there at the last minute next to Christ. But expanding on that, and I do think he's doing it for good reasons, just from, you know, what I pick up, you know, his body language, listening to it, analyzing it. And it's not a hateful thing he's doing. He's doing it in a peaceable way. It's just that, again, everything you describe about Judaism, again, I see those similar excuses, those similar claims manifested in other cultures. This is obviously a dominant culture. I'm just wanting to add that, again, humans rationalize, come up with the same stuff across the board.
Oh, yeah, but see, we're all free to challenge all those people. We're free to challenge Reverend Wright when he makes these statements. We're free to challenge the Chinese on Tibet. But as soon as we do, we apply the same criterion to the Israelis and want to treat them equally as all other human beings who have both shortcomings and a good side and a bad side, suddenly we become Esau, they're Jacob, and it's Halakha Hibayodish Yesav Sonai Lel Yaakov. And that's a special situation that we're dealing with whenever we enter into the territory rabbis.
I think the source, now are you saying in all rabbinical sects you basically get the same thing? Or are there particular, because I mean, I know, you know, in certain neighborhoods in New York or in the Middle East, the new film about bin Laden by Spurlock, he's just in Israel and these rabbis start beating him up, calling him filth. You know, he's not allowed in the neighborhood. But then other rabbis run up and get him and say, no, that's a crazy group of people. You know, I mean, you know, like you have the one group of rabbis saying Israel shouldn't exist, which has got hundreds of thousands of people, Nick Riccardi and a few other groups. And then you've got other, there's also, from what I've seen, a few different brands of Zionism. I mean, you have the big dominant one, but then there's also some other ones. Or what's your take on that?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. I'm talking mainly about Orthodox Judaism because that, of course, was all the Judaism that existed on Earth until the Maskala, that's to say the Enlightenment, which coincides with the liberal Enlightenment in Europe at its height in the late 18th century. And prior to that, from the founding of Judaism after the oral traditions of men were committed to writing in the Mishnah and then later in the Gemara in the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th centuries A.D., all you had was Orthodox Judaism. And then two branches, actually three, Reconstructionism, which is extremely liberal and almost not a factor here, but two main branches broke off, and that's the Reform branch, based on the Maskala or the Enlightenment, and the conservative branch, which tried to take a middle road between the two. And what that really means is, Alex, the majority of Judaics in America who are religious and who are following Judaism are Reform Judaics, and a lot of them have never seen the Talmud in their life.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Every Jew I know is just a friendly, nice person, and most of them don't even like the war, and they just feel persecuted because the news tells them they are, and for what their leaders do, they are getting some persecution because they individually haven't done anything. And see, that's my larger picture. I mean, in your massive study of this, you're probably one of the former scholars who honestly looks at it, not from a bigoted view, but from a, you know, just a cold scientific perspective. What's the power structure, you know, in the pyramidal structure? I mean, what percentage of the elite of the Judaics really know what's going on? And then, you know, what are the substratas? What's the command structure?
Well, see, one of the doors into Judaism for Gentiles, I mentioned, was the Noahide laws and Holocaustianity.
I was about to say, the fake Christian Zionists now seem to be one of the most dominant, virulent, vicious groups now.
Yeah, much to the scandalization of the gospel, because a whole generation of young people are now turned off to the Bible and Jesus Christ because they associate it with these bloodthirsty warmongers. But to get back to your question, the access route for these Reform Judaics, who are sort of just cultural Judaics, and they...
Tell you what, stay there. We got a break. We'll talk during the break about this. For the network, we'll be back in 4 minutes. Michael Hoffman is our guest. I thank all the listeners, all the affiliates, all of the sponsors, everybody. We'll be right back in 4 minutes for everybody else, for InfoWars.com stream listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv members. You can continue to watch right now.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
is known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at SurviveMartialLaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at SurviveMartialLaw.com. Protect your family.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles. All available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
Rumors spreading round in that Texas town about the shack outside of Gaines. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
LaGrange, the ranch, right outside Austin. Ha ha! Hard to turn this off, this stuff.
Well, here it's fine. If you got the time, and then I tend to get yourself in. And here it's fine.
Our guest with us about 20 minutes into the next hour. We're going to end transmission after the overdrive. You'll need to go over to InfoWars.com, listen to the streams there if you're listening online. Be able to hear that extra 20 minutes coming up at about 40. Going back to Mr. Hoffman, Art, we've spent an hour on this where I really like your analysis. And, you know, what I read you did, you know, 8, 10 years ago, 5 years ago. Yes, folks, I've read his stuff for more than a decade. I'm not just now discovering all this. It's just that people have to be more sophisticated in their approach to all of it. I will not feed into the New World Order's operations. I will not be part of it, as a lot of you have been. And I don't think Mr. Hoffman has it in any way. Okay, I do want to get into their whole twilight language, you know, all the different things that the globalists are doing, some of the allied crime syndicates, where you think their program's going. And then you also said you'd like to take some calls, so we'll do that in overdrive coming up in the next hour, if you can stay with us. In fact, I need to ask you, can you stay with us 20 minutes in the next hour?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. 512-646-5400. We will open that up in about 30 minutes. 512-646-5400. You can go ahead and get lined up if you'd like to talk to Mr. Hoffman. Now, let's get into, unless you have more you want to add about
I just wanted to say www.revisionisthistory.org is our website, and I just wanted to finish one tale thought there, Alex, that the roots of Zionist racism are in the Talmud. So for people who claim that the secular Israelis and secular Zionism couldn't possibly have a religious motivation, if you look around to Bolshevik Russia and you see these circumcised Judaics who were inflicting this Holocaust on the Russian Orthodox Church and on Christians there, they weren't doing it out of simply atheistic motives. They were doing it out of a religious hate which had been inculcated in them in their youth. So you can be a secularist as you grow up, but if you always have this sort of cerebral nostalgia, and you see so many times these hyphenated Judaics, have you noticed them, where they'll say, well, I'm a Buddhist Jew or I'm an atheist Jew. Most of us, if we're Christians or we're Italians or we're Irish, and we go on to a different world, a different strata, we don't continue to maintain our original identification, but they do. So here, a lot of them, not all of them, of course. And so what we have here is we have a nationalistic connection which survives even a transmogrification into a new world of Buddha or Tibet or atheism. They still cling to a racial national identification with the Israeli state and with their people.
Now, there's no doubt, though, that Western Europeans had what they believed was a providence, what they believed was manifest destiny, and that they did use the Torah as an excuse to exterminate the Native Americans. So there we see something similar to what the Zionists are doing, or similar to what whites were doing with apartheid with that. So I just want to make the point.
I don't buy the idea that there was an extermination of the American Indians in New England. I think we'd have to take it century by century. Certainly when these Union generals at the end of the war between the states went out there and tried to make the Midwest safe for the railroads and the corporations, yes, there was oppression of the Indians and a lot of lying and a lot of disgusting things.
Well, look, I like Andrew Jackson, but I've also got some Native American in me, Comanche and Cherokee. So I also like Native Americans, and you know, it was humans. You could hire natives to kill natives, and it was huge battles. And people say, look at the Indian killer, the Native killer, Andrew Jackson, who I like, fought the New World Order. That was when it was 2-1, 3-1, 4-1, 5-1, 10-1, fighting the natives. It wasn't like they were shrinking violet wimps or something.
Yeah. Also.
But the point is, they did say it's our right to go and take over. It's ours. My point is, that is a human trait. I'm just, you know, honed and focused and wicked and vicious through the Zionists. But I'm just saying, I want to again let us all recognize this in ourselves, that tribes do this to each other.
Well, that's true, but I think when we're associating Christianity with that and with the Torah, and I want all respect paid to the Torah and to the religion of Jesus Christ. Then I don't.
I'm not attacking that. I'm saying it was used in Manifest Destiny, was it not?
Well,
was it not cited?
Manifest Destiny being different from what the Christians who came to New England were practicing.
Oh, well, it was the Christians who freed the slaves. I understand that. I'm not saying Christians, so that's a. Stay there. We're going to talk during the break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta engine treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
We were just talking about how the main Nazi groups, I mean, in the British papers, in the U.S., caught over and over again, not just run, but founded by British intel, German intel, ADL connections, Southern Poverty Law Center. It's come out in official FBI documents, funding and running Elohim City, the main Nazi compound in Oklahoma, tied in with rabbis and the Aryan nations, running it in Idaho, and Mr. Hoffman's up there. This has all come out in the news, but the average American doesn't understand. Again, they need Nazism. They need hatred of Jews so the controlling group can use the Jews as their slaves, as a subgroup. And then they, very sophisticated, but also very simple in a way, elaborate on what you were just saying.
And also keeping, Alex, I'd like to continue that very good point you're making there, also keeping Judaic people who are inside Judaism and who could reveal so much, like some of these Muslims who get out of Islam and they're going around on speaking tours. We need to have converted former rabbis who are converted to Christ going around the country telling what they know. And
well, that's happened before, and they get killed pretty fast.
Well, you know, I'm a positive thinker. I believe that God is on our side, and as long as he's on our side, who can be against us?
Absolutely. If God be with us, who can be against us?
You got that right. So, yeah, we were talking about Timothy McVeigh being up here at the Shadows Motel in Spokane, Washington, and he was meeting with the Kehoe brothers who were implicated in knocking off some of the witnesses to the Oklahoma City bombing conspiracy. And when this information was presented to the federal judge, At the trial there, he ruled it out of evidence, irrelevant, absolutely, because they really didn't want to reveal the role of what you and I are talking about, or how they use these patsies, and they certainly have patsies on the left as well, the violent animal rights crusaders and...
Do you ever notice, provocateurs, do you ever notice how the groups that claim they're exposing Zionism, they just freak out, attack everybody else, cause fights, claim people have been kidnapped that haven't, just run around wildly. They've always got criminal backgrounds. They're being handled. They're being run. Whereas I'm saying, everybody come together. Everybody's human. Let's just not be tribal. Yeah, there's evil mafias. Let's, I'm trying to tell listeners, empower yourselves. Take action. We can win. We can fight evil. Notice the other guys, they never do that. It's a key M.O.
Right, and I think that the lesson of the New Testament, at least for me anyway, as a believer, is that you cannot be in contention with these things using carnal weapons. The system loves violence. They absolutely feed on it. And
well, that's why they stage terror attacks. I love these guys that call me, write me, you coward, filth. You're not calling for guns and shooting people. You're a coward. But they're posting on my website, then we catch them with the same IP posting, look at this guy threatening, I'm calling the government, and the government shows up at my office. But we know from the IP it's them. They're feds.
Yeah, they absolutely need this violence. They need it in the Arab and Muslim world. Unfortunately, the Muslims have a religion which is oriented towards using carnal weapons against their opponents, so it's much easier to manipulate Muslims than it is to manipulate Christians, although we have so few authentic Christians these days, that I suppose in some ways it's become just as easy in either culture.
Well, are you kidding? A lot of these white Anglo, quote, Zionists, I mean, you'll hear them say, nuke all the Arabs, murder everyone, kill all their children, kill anyone who disagrees with the government and our holy jihad against the jihadis. They've lost all their soul. Don't you idiots know that if the government will nuke Muslims, they'll take your bank account? Don't you know they can kill... I mean, the videos, hundreds of them, of our troops shooting Iraqi children for fun and shooting dogs, and our citizens don't care about the Iraqi kids. They cry about the dogs, showing how far we've fallen. Doesn't the public know that if evil is allowed to be perpetrated against somebody else, it can happen to you? I mean, don't they understand how that works?
Yeah, there's definitely been a process of dehumanization, and as you say, if we're dehumanizing these other people, then we're simply setting ourselves up to be dehumanized as well.
Exactly. Think how big these hit teams are that are already here. They have hundreds of thousands of troops, and tens of thousands have been involved in massacres, and they just sit there on the side of the road in Baghdad shooting cars full of women and children falling out dead, laughing. I mean, it's not even at a checkpoint. They just say, watch this, playing Elvis music and shoot families and laugh.
And Blackwater, as you know, has been implicated in that. And the headline in our North Idaho newspaper was yesterday that Blackwater may open a chapter in North Idaho because we have a lot of retired policemen, firemen, and military up here. And, of course, I take my hat off to all genuine public servants who really have protected us from crime and things like that. But when you have that kind of military mentality where the government is right and they forget what George Washington and Thomas Jefferson argued for and shed their blood for, then you have these mercenary groups coming in, which is basically, as you know, what we're operating in the Middle East is a mercenary army.
Well, that's why day one, a private gets $30,000 a year, a sergeant gets $50,000, $60,000 a year, a colonel gets $1 million a year. It's unknown what the generals get, but they fly in hundreds of billions on giant pallets per year and publicly hand it out off record to the troops, but that's meant to corrupt them. That's meant to get them ready for clandestine black ops. And now they're not professional hitmen in some cases. They're so bloodthirsty that I've seen the reports in major papers, and I've seen video of it, where there'll be a mother walking with a child, not the 50 cal at, 500 yards, and they'll place bets on, can I shoot her in the head? And then her head will explode, and then the child, mother falls over with the hand, and then just spraying and shooting and taking puppies and murdering them. I mean, it's just like, death, evil, I mean, that's mind control. And now I want to get into that because I want to take calls, but we can't just go for 10 hours here. I mean, you've done so many other subjects. In fact, let me punch your website up here in front of me. I mean, there's so many. I just had it up here on my browser. Let me find it.
And that's revisionisthistory.org.
Yeah, for some reason it's not in my browser. Punch it up here on the screen for me, guys. Because I want to go through different subjects now quickly that you also cover, not just not just one of the big subjects.
One of the things that you mentioned there, Alex, with that violence and the way that it does damage to Jesus Christ and the gospel, because obviously Satan does not want the gospel to spread, doesn't want people to be saved, is we have so many ministers and even Catholic priests, for that matter, who've become neocons, who are preaching this war doctrine. They're cheering on the massacres. And the people of the world look on this and they figure, well, these are the public spokesmen for Jesus Christ. This must be what Jesus Christ represents. And yet Jesus Christ said, love your enemies, do good to them that persecute you. And the only violence that is allowed to a Christian, it's not actually violence, but taking up of arms, is the police power that the Apostle Paul spoke about, that the ruler bears not the sword in vain to protect our borders, to protect our women from rape, to punish kidnappers. But we're not allowed, as we've done throughout history, as these secret agents have talked us into, where one Christian nation fights another Christian nation, and the minister gets up in one pulpit and says God's on our side, the other minister says he's on their side. You had Catholic priests holding masses for the French army, opposed to Spanish priests holding masses for their army. This is all a scandalization of the gospel, and it diminishes the stature of Jesus Christ in the world, and I think that's the most satanic aspect of all of these wars, that we have Christian ministers and priests and politicians implicated in their
advocacy. But again, anything is going to be used throughout history. It always is. Okay, now, I want to get into the regime of Queen Elizabeth I, ideological template for the Masonic Imperium and the intelligence agencies of the West, and how that ties into Twilight language, the command and control argot of the cryptocracy, the alchemical processing of humanity via psychodrama embedded in ritual crimes, which we just saw on a high satanic holy day with the murder of Gene Palfrey yesterday. Let's go through that before I go to calls. I want to cover this giant area.
I hope you don't want me to do it all in 10 minutes.
No, but I mean, let's get into it.
Yeah, well, with Queen Elizabeth, we briefly touched on her regime last time, and whenever rule of thumb is whenever you're looking for this occult technology, you want to begin with the intelligence agencies, because that's typically where they're harbored. And last time I was on your program, Alex, we talked about Dr. John Dee, astrologer royal to Queen Elizabeth I, and with Edward Kelly, he was involved in necromancy and an occult process called scrying. He was also a legitimate mathematician in his own right. And his code name, and this will send everybody into orbit when they hear what it was, his code name in the Elizabethan cryptocracy was 007. And this is the original paradigm of 007. In fact, people who are in the know on historians of intelligence agencies in the West have remarked upon the fact that the best, most efficient, treacherous, and deadliest of all the secret police forces in the West have been the British intelligence, MI5 and MI6, and along with Mossad, of course, and all the rest of them from the CIA and the KGB downward are just pale imitations compared to that. Well, why did they have this power and how did they get it? In this particular case, John Dee was very much a Kabbalist. He was fascinated with the Kabbalah, and last time we talked about how the Renaissance Roman Catholics and the Renaissance Anglicans began to import these Pharisaic ideas into Christendom when the Christians had done such a good job throughout the Middle Ages of keeping these ideas out, and then they entered in the Renaissance. And John Dee was obsessed with the Kabbalah. He felt it was the key to the very highest forms of magic and control of populations and nations. And so back in the 16th century, he made the very difficult journey out to Prague, where he saw Rabbi Judah Lowe. Now, I must say this is conjecture. I cannot absolutely document that he per se met with Judah Lowe. He was in occult Bohemia at that time. It would be very hard for me to believe that someone as well connected as he was going into Prague and not meeting with Rabbi Judah Lowe. But so far we have not gotten the smoking gun on the actual meeting itself, so I can't produce letters or diaries that attest to that. However, the key books which would have that information, they're not even extant in the British libraries. One of them has been burned up. You can see the copy, and it's been heavily burned. The others have been lost. But one thing we do know, and we need to go by what people practice. That was Jesus' rule of thumb. What are by their fruits, you'll know them. And so what are the fruits of John Dee? After he returned from Prague, he was filled with this Kabbalistic gnosis. So if he didn't actually meet with Rabbi Judah Lowe, who, by the way, is associated with the mystical golem, the idea of getting the brainless goyim and getting that, which is what they call the other nations of the world, and getting them to march to your tune, that was actually a philosophical meme or virus of Rabbi Judah Lowe. So whether or not Dee actually met with him, he certainly picked up the virus and brought it back to Great Britain, where he invented the concept of British Israel, which was a secret teaching that the people of Europe were actually descended from the 10 tribes. Now, I actually tend to believe that there is something to that, and just because John Dee advocated it, or the Kabbalists and the rabbis were trying to twist or distort it.
And by the way, that then energizes much of the modern Nazism and those groups. They all believe that as well.
Well, I have found that most neo-Nazis are very dismissive of British Israel because they're dismissive of the Old Testament, as Adolf Hitler was. Adolf Hitler was basically convinced by the occultists that he dealt with in the Thule Society and the roots of the Thule Society that there was this Manichaean split between the Old Testament and the New Testament. It's the heresy of Marcion, where you believe that Jesus was a New Testament figure and that this terrible Yahweh was this demonic figure of the Old Testament. The big problem with that is that Jesus quotes the Old Testament numerous times, as do
the apostles. Sure, and he says, I'm here to fulfill the whole of the law.
Sure, yeah.
But, I mean, let's go back, though. That's interesting. Tell me about, from your research, I mean, I've done my own, the type of occultism that Hitler was following.
Well, one of the key aspects of seeing how Hitler was controlled is when you see that when he had state power over the publications of Germany, there's two key indicators for me. Is one is the very best Talmud that had ever been published in Germany, the Talmud of Lazarus Goldschmidt, was published in Nazi Germany while Hitler was the supreme leader. It's a 12-volume series. The last book was published in 1936. Publication began in 1929, and Hitler did not interdict the publication of the Talmud. But even more telling than that is when Hitler had the focus of the Germanic peoples of the world on him and on his ideology, and he had a just a golden opportunity to teach people, what did he hold up for them to learn in terms of advising them about what the inner nature of Zionism, communism, and Judaism was? The protocols of the learned elders of Zion. Now, I don't want to get into debating the provenance of it, but, Alex, at the very least, we can say that it is very much in dispute. Now, whenever I say this, I get mail from people, and they're trying to prove to me that the protocols is real, and I say, look, whether it's real or it's not, and I personally do not believe that it is authentic, but whether it is or it's
not. Yeah, it's written in comic book fashion.
Exactly. And there are a couple of key points because I believe the Russian secret police had a good handle. The Russians were probably among the very best students of the rabbis, and they understood rabbinic knowledge. To this day, the Russians are very alert to the Talmud and to
Judaism.
Well,
they have the oldest Koran, too, and just shipped a golden copy to Saudi Arabia. So there, yeah, a lot of scholarship going on.
And so here Hitler holds up the protocols, has it reprinted, when one of the greatest German scholars of all time, Johann Andreas Eisenmenger, in 1700 had written a book, Entdecktes Judentum, and it was about Judaism. It was a two-volume master key into Judaism, which Samuel Wertheimer and Oppenheimer, the financiers of the Holy Roman Empire at that time, had that book suppressed. And Eisenmenger had studied with rabbis for 20 years before he wrote the book. And Hitler could have commissioned a republication of the book. And there's still more details in that. Most Germans are not interested in it. I haven't been able to get Germans very interested in it. Our publishing company came out with an English version of it. You can find it at Amazon.com under Traditions of the Jews by Eisenmenger. But it's a one-volume abridgment by a Huguenot minister named Stellen in the 18th century. It's not the complete book, but it's the best that we could do. But that's really the master key to Judaism. What does Hitler do? He reprints the protocols and ignores Eisenmenger. Of course, Eisenmenger was a pious Lutheran scholar. There was nothing racist about him, nothing that you or I would object to. It would have been a benefaction to humanity of the reprint of that book, and he didn't do it. It's just one of a number of factors that you can see in Hitler's outlook and his attitude of the extirpation and extrusion of the Judaics from Europe, which has been, I mean, he's really the original $6 million man for the state of Israel. If it wasn't for him, the Israeli state would have never come into being. It was as a result of sympathy after World War II.
Well, that massive persecution. But then I get people telling me Hitler wasn't the occult. He was a nice guy. I mean, you could just look at the guy. But then all of the speeches I've read, I've listened to old audio recordings and translations. I mean, and the things they did and the people they shook down and the, how, I mean, just all of it to say that, you know, this is a good guy. It just shows the sickening delusional nature of so many people. Now, we've got the final segment of the main radio show. We're going to do about 20 minutes of overdrive. I really want to get into Twilight language. The Sub Rosa command and control are God of the cryptocracy. There is no doubt they're following this. There's no doubt they're pulling games and doing all sorts of bizarre things. I want to talk about that during this InfoWars.com segment. On the InfoWars.com screens, you'll be able to listen to the next 3 minutes. We'll come back in the final segment, and I've got a few sponsors I'm going to plug. Then we're going to come back and go into some other subjects and your phone calls at 512-646-5400. And we'll be leaving the network in about 10 minutes. I want to thank them for the great work they've done. If you want to continue listening, there's one place, the Internet at InfoWars.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphemesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
There's too many of you. You want to be able to watch the video of this live TV / radio show, become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. 15 cents a day, all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, hundreds of weekly TV reports, 4+ years in operation. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Get all the books and videos we carry at InfoWars.com, like Washington, you're fired, or American Drug War. We hit it from every different angle, every different facet to get you to think, to get outside the box, and to really question reality, and that we should all be tolerant of each other and work together, and just be scholars, but also be active. Before we go back to Mr. Hoffman with amazing information, and who knows how long he can stay with us. I might keep him for another hour if he can do it. Listen, but I've got to get home and do some other work. I've hardly been home this week. I've been working so much. But we've got working for the Raptors. I got two new films coming out. I think the film that I'm just about to complete is the best I've ever made. It was really meant to be just a quick film. It's a real sleeper. Wait till you see it. But I'm already digressing there. I want to tell you about some of our sponsors, and one of those is Aloe's. And, folks, Aloe's is just one of the many products that New Vitality have and New Vitality carry. It's a big, established company. They don't have magic claims or baloney like these stupid ads that, you know, claim that crystals will heal you or whatever. This is just, you know, really good stuff that's known to flush you out. And aloe vera really does do it. It's concentrated aloe vera tablets. And it's just a really way to get detoxed. New Vitality, that's one of their products. 1-800-569-4056. 1-800-569-4056, Aloe's colon and body cleanse. They have super beta prostate. A lot of men have prostate problems with all the chemicals and stuff in our diet. These are well-known herbs that shrink prostate and make it healthy. A lot of this stuff's even doctor recommended now. They know these herbs are very well designed by God and really work well. 1-800-569-4056, or check out the banner to New Vitality at Infowars.com. And again, please get my books, my videos, the material I put out. That's how we finance our operation. I'm getting a bigger office. I'm going to try to hire more people, do a better job, maybe get some other folks to do TV programs in the morning and at night with a nice setup, get on a cable channel that isn't as expensive as you think. But we need the funds to do that. And again, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Buy the books and videos there. Watch the films online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Or you can simply expand on that. Having a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, you can make copies of all my films, burn them to disc, the audios, the videos. Every day we take the hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. The show can be as long as I want now. I love it. The freedom. And then we take however much TV we did during that period, sometimes an hour, always an hour. You know, we always at least do an hour, but sometimes it can be 4 hours. And then that is uploaded each day within a few hours for PrisonPlanet.tv members to watch it when you want, how you want, where you want. But I am going to start a fifth hour of Overdrive, and I, you know what? I'm just going to do 30 minutes. I'm going to respect Mr. Hoffman's time, and I respect my own time and your time. So we're going to come back, try to get more into this whole Masonic system and the whole British angle on it, the Britannic angle, and then Twilight language. Let's get into that first. Amazing, very, very important with Mr. Hoffman when we start the next hour. But I want to officially start that next hour coming in with the intro, so we'll go to Mr. Hoffman in one moment. Right now, though, I need to let Mr. Hoffman know we need to call him back on his number. So, John, will you please IM that number to my producer in Austin? And, Mr. Hoffman, we will call you back in 60 seconds. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine, Ellie.
Okay, and then we can have you for 30 minutes, correct?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to call you on our number now. We're going to talk about 15 minutes. Then we'll take 15 minutes of calls from Josh, Will, Kyle, Eric, Todd, and others. The radio show continues. I want to thank all the AMFM affiliates, Troy's affiliates, Main Satellite. We'll say bye-bye to you now. Back to, Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. live for another syndicated show. But the Internet TV show continues now at Infowars.com. You'll need to go to those audio streams right now to be able to hear us, Infowars.com, or watch us at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Now.